The reason why large-scale oscillators are not seen to behave like Planck's atomic-sized ones is because H is equal to 0.000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000006626 erg seconds, or 6.626 divided by 1,000 trillion trillion. According to Planck's formula, there could be no smaller step than H in the increase or decrease of energy. But the infinitesimal size of H makes quantum effects invisible in the world of the everyday when it comes to pendulums, children's swings, and vibrating weights. Planck's oscillators forced him to slice and dice radiation energy so as to feed them the correct bite-sized chunks of HV. He did not believe that the energy of radiation was really chopped up into quanta. It was just the way his oscillators could receive and emit energy. The problem for Planck was that Boltzmann's procedure for slicing energy required that at the end the slices be made ever thinner until mathematically their thickness was zero and they vanished, with the whole being restored. To reunite a sliced-up quantity in such a fashion was a mathematical technique at the very heart of calculus. Unfortunately for Planck, if he did the same, his formula vanished too. He was stuck with quanta, but was unconcerned. He had his formula. The rest could be sorted out later. "Gentlemen," said Planck as he faced the members of the German Physical Society seated in the room at Berlin University's Physics Institute. He could see Rubens, Loehmer, and Pringsheim among them as he began his lecture. "Zur Theorie des Gesetzes der Energieverteilung im Normalspektrum. On the theory of the energy distribution law of the normal spectrum." It was just after 5 p.m. on Friday, 14th of December, 1900. "Several weeks ago, I had the honor of directing your attention to a new equation that seemed suitable to me for expressing the law of the distribution of radiating energy over all areas of the normal spectrum." Planck now presented the physics behind that new equation as he derived it. At the end of the meeting, his colleagues roundly congratulated him. Just as Planck regarded the introduction of the quantum, a packet of energy, as a purely formal assumption to which he really did not give much thought, so did everyone else that day. What was important to them was that Planck had succeeded in providing a physical justification for the formula he had presented in October.